Our speaker for this next hour is Ricky Jones.
Young people, your character is what people know you by. And there are characteristics that build good character, and those we call those good characteristics: honesty, truthfulness, dependability, and things of that sort. And I implore you to build on that as you're growing. It's like a bank account. And people will know you in later years. Your character is what they remember about you, either a good person or a bad person. So begin early in life adding good qualities. And that leads us into our lesson tonight. So I want to take a look at a word tonight that is a characteristic that's not found in the animal world. It's only found in mankind. It is a developed characteristic. It's not inherited. It is required by every person who seeks to go to heaven. We want to take a brief look at the characteristic of humility. Our English word has its origin in the Latin word of humilis, which literally means on the ground or lowly. The root English word is humble, which means not self-asserting or a lowly birth. Therefore, the definition of humility is the state of being humble. A person of this character would place the needs of others before their own. They would automatically place themselves in a servile role. This is a foreign concept to most of the world, and especially in our political leaders who want to be our leaders today, it seems. To be pleasing to God, we must put on humbleness of mind, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. In order to instill humility in the children of Israel, God led them in the wilderness for 40 years, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. So before we can walk with God, we have to be humble, as we read in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. Inherent to humility is the ability to be able to change. A blacksmith can beat on a piece of cold steel all day long and not get very far with it. But if you heat that metal, you can mold it and make it pretty much how you want to. So sometimes we have to be enticed or have to be warmed up to the idea. So what does this humility and change do for us? What do we gain by being humble? Well, Jesus explains in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 through 4. And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Let us look at some characters from the New Testament, these people who had humility as a characteristic. In Acts chapter 8, the eunuch shows the characteristic of humility because of his need for guidance in understanding the Word of God. He sought help. That is an act of humility. Someone who's prideful will not do that. Also in Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, and we might at first as we read through there not catch it, but actually Cornelius exemplifies humility by stating this in chapter 10, verse 33. We are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. He, having been convinced that change was needed, he had put away his pride. As I mentioned earlier, we have to be able to change. And it's obvious that the outward or visible man is not what is being considered here. So what is? Well, that would be the conscience of man, that which one relies on for one's actions or motives. Saul, a persecutor of Christians, in Acts 26, verse 11, had a good conscience before God, even though he was in the wrong. But his conscience was not hardened, and through obedience to the Word of God, he was baptized by Ananias in Acts chapter 9 and verse 18 and became the Apostle Paul. Paul also wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now this Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. The gospel, when taught, will do one of two things. It'll either soften and change a person, or it will harden and have no effect on them. Humility is the characteristic that allows a person to change the conscience so that one is acceptable to God. A person without humility will not accept the Word of God, and God expects us to keep this characteristic until we die. The opposite of a humble person is a prideful person. God hates pride. Proverbs 8, verse 13. We also learn that pride will bring a man down, but honor will hold him up and make him humble. Proverbs 29 and 23. Those who are full of pride will not seek God. Psalms chapter 10 and verse 4. So I must ask, do you have the spirit of humility? God seeks the humble to serve him on earth and to reign with him in heaven. Are you humble to the point of obeying the call of Jesus to be baptized as the Apostle Paul was? If not, is pride getting in the way? May you seek to change that. And if you are a Christian but you have public sin in your life, let us pray for you at this time. If you will come as the gospel calls tonight.